Well, I was perusing the Saturday real estate transfer in the paper, and I saw that a local business had acquired one of the road home properties. And it made me curious about how a business entity could buy a formerly residential property. This is a property right near Carrollton Avenue in a high-value neighborhood. So that was back in late 2010, 2011. I started looking at this program, which eventually I came to know as the Near Miss.
So you noticed this with one property several years ago. How many properties are we talking about now that have been acquired by the commercial business next door?
What I looked at was about 59 properties. Of the 59, I narrowed it down to properties that were sold to businesses and sold to churches for parking lots.
What is the difference if a neighbor buys a lot and that neighbor wants to use it for residential versus if the business next door buys the lot?
Well, some of these businesses have slowly acquired property and expanded their use. For instance, there's a tow yard where I would say three quarters of the block is a tow yard and a quarter of it is still residential. The cars are now covering the sidewalk and out into the street. And so that activity of towing cars, storing cars, et cetera, has now further encroached into the residential, what remains of the residential portion of this block.
And the consequences are the quality of life for the people who live on that block or near it.
Right. Now, for instance, in that example, the neighbor now looks out to a iron fence with a razor wire. I mean, literally inches from their window because of the lot lines are so tight. Not exactly a bucolic scene out there in a residential neighborhood.
And I would imagine it affects property values as well.
Right. You have the question of whether or not this is an enhancement or a detriment. I mean, I think in some instances people will say, well, this property, what else could have happened? And that may be true. But in terms of what else could have happened, we wouldn't know because the larger community that's abutting these properties could have determined whether or not they wanted to invest in these properties. The neighbors were never given that opportunity.
The New Orleans Redevelopment Authority mm-hmm. just decided for them.
Right. I didn't find any of these properties having gone through any permitting process, save one, and that is the New Orleans Country Club. But for the most part, and there's been no attempt to actually change the zoning. The official record says that this is a residential property, yet the eyeball inspection says it's a commercial entity.
It also seems that there would be an assumption that, well, at least somebody's taking over this property. Who cares whether it's a business or a homeowner or someone who's going to build a house on the property? At least someone's claiming responsibility for it.
You know, I think it's important to say that not everyone who's participated in this program has caused a negative in the neighborhood. But at the same time, the lack of transparency in the way this has taken place leads people to be suspicious and not trusting of a program which was supposed to be good stewards of our neighborhoods. You know, with lack of ability for input, who knows what really happened.
Karen Gabois with The Lens reporting on a road home program called Near Miss, which has led to some commercial properties taking over former residential properties around the city of New Orleans. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Eve.